This is David Brunell from the Velvet Hammer, and I'm really excited to do this next podcast. It's called A Mighty Man of Valor, and it's taken from a story that's found in the Bible about a man named Gideon. And Gideon was a valiant man, and he didn't really know it all the time. And the story is going to be interpreted by me and embellished by me, and it'll follow the point that I want to make. So bear with me if it doesn't line up exactly like you read it in the Bible. But the point I think that is made is exactly the point that I was supposed to get from this story. So Gideon was laying underneath a tree. And at the time he's laying under this tree, there's a huge issue between the Israelites, the Amalekites, and the Midianites, who have, the Amalekites and the Midianites had surrounded Israel and were going to destroy them, two huge armies in this great valley. And the angel of the Lord appears to Gideon and says, "Thou art a mighty man of valor, and you're going to save Israel." And he says, "Really? No, I'm not. And really, I don't know how I'm going to do that." And the Lord works with him and is patient with him and is long-suffering with him. And he tells him, he says, "I want you to go, because you've now been called, to gather all those who are willing to fight for Israel." And he ends up with 300,000 people. And the Lord says to him, "You have too many. Tell everyone that's afraid to go home." And he ends up with about 30,000, I would call, not liars, but people who are overly optimistic, because fear is prevalent in conflict. There are some who are able to manage that effectively and get the job done. Veterans of military conflicts and law enforcement and rescue and other areas where there is human versus human interaction in an aggressive way become more attuned and more capable of identifying the key stimulators that happen with sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, and then they are able to identify over time how to cope with that, and not only how to cope with it and survive it, but how to thrive in it and dominate. You turn in to from a victim of stress inoculation under threat to a veteran and a predator and a hunter with the same stimulus. It's really interesting. So Gideon at this time wasn't so sure about himself, but the Lord was patient with him, and he said, grab these 300,000, and he ended up with 30,000 people who were optimistic. And then the Lord says, "You still have too many. Take them to the water," and every one of those people that kneels down and looks and drinks from the water while they're looking at the water, basically, "I want you to send them home." Everyone who brings the water from his hand to his mouth while looking at the horizon, that's who you keep. Interesting selection process. Military has many selection processes for elite units. SWAT has a selection school they send people to in most major jurisdictions. Schools, when I went to Dive Rescue International, had a selection program where I saw two guys who were actually previous scuba instructors quit the first day because it was run by a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL UDT guy, and he was just stressing us out in the deep end of the pool for long periods of time with a 20-pound weight belt and four guys. And so, you know, people couldn't handle that kind of, I call it play and fun banter in the water. To me, it's entertaining. But people that don't look at it that way, they struggle. So these 300 people were elite. They were warriors. They had been chosen, handpicked, because they understood. They already were in that space where they could feel these sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, and conflict, and look up at the horizon while they drank water, because they knew that the threats were out there, not in the water as you look at it and drink. So the interesting thing about the story to me, and really the point that's going to be made here, and I'll make it right now, is that these 300 were given not bows and arrows, not armor, not a sword, not a scimitar, not an axe, not a shield, none of that stuff. They were given a vase, a lamp, and a trumpet. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was selected as one of those 300 out of 300,000, and I'm getting ready to get it on with the Amalekites and the Midianites and save Israel under the direction of the mighty man of valor, Gideon, I would probably not be too happy about getting a trump, a vase, and a lamp. But as the story goes, Gideon said to them this, and I believe this was under divine revelation from Father in Heaven, who fights our battles for us and who guides us through the fray, the fog, gently and clearly. And all around us, everything's busting loose, yet his whispering, still small voice can penetrate the fog, all the garbage that's out there, all the aggression and the meanness and the nastiness, and can send us down the correct path. But the correct path is not exactly what we think it is going to be. We do not always have the tools we expect we will have. I'd like an AR-15, a shotgun, a long-range 22 rifle, and a Glock 17 with 5 mags. Well, guess what, David? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you a pandemic. I'm going to give you some disability. I'm going to give you PTSD. I'm going to give you a divorce. I'm going to give you all kinds of things that you can now deal with in order to accomplish the things which you're supposed to. Now, I'm not saying that he wants bad things to happen to us or inspires bad things. He doesn't. But the natural events of life as we make bad decisions or good decisions or middle-of-the-road decisions can be used for our benefit. And this is one of the messages I think he's trying to teach Gideon and those 300 and Israel. As they get up into the mountain, Gideon says, I want you to break your vase when I break mine. I want you to light your lamp when I light mine. And I want you to blow your trumpet when I blow mine. Now, this is at night. And they're up in the mountain. And they're looking down upon the valley. And Gideon smashes his vase, lights his lamp, and blows his trumpet. And all 300 do the same thing. And the most interesting thing happens. These two armies think they're being attacked by a huge force, and they fall upon each other in the darkness and destroy completely both armies. Israel was saved, and Gideon truly was a mighty man of valor. I hope you have a beautiful day today, and I hope that you wade through all the challenges that are before you with grace, dignity, patience, long-suffering, and endure to what will eventually will not be your end, but another beginning.